Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Congratulations. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Talk about fake news. Now, you know, Marshall McLuhan back in the 1960s said, media, all about media. He was talking about media, right? The medium is the message. Now, why are we seeing what we're seeing? Why are we experiencing the things that we're experiencing? What is the real cause of so much of the turmoil and the riots and all the divisive situations we see? I have no answers. I'm sorry. I thought if you were coming to me for answers, forget about it. But Dr. Keith Abloh has answers. Now, you've seen Dr. Abloh all over the place. You've read so much of his writing. Last time he was here, we were talking a little bit about his book entitled Trump Your Life, 25 Life Lessons from the President. And I just wanted to get him back to talk a little bit about this. Dr. Keith, how are you, my friend?
Jeff, I'm well. How are you?
I am hanging in there. I thank you for asking. Let's talk about why we're seeing what we're seeing.
Well, look, there are a couple reasons at least. One is that I think that people are primed for fiction. So we've been told again and again and coaxed to create little fictional versions of our own life stories on things like Facebook. And we've been watching reality TV, which isn't reality at all. It's a dramatized version of chewing gum or something. So then you look around you and you're like, wait a second. It looks like there's a mini series of some kind or a thriller unfolding in the streets of, you know, this city where they've taken over seven city blocks and they say it's a new country. Now, normally it would be outlandish. You'd think that can't possibly be. Well, we've been primed through sites like SecondLife.com, Facebook, et cetera, to accept all manner of fiction as quasi-fact. Remember Balloon Boy? That was a couple that said, oh, our child has been taken away by the wind in a helium balloon. And none of it was true, but they got tremendous coverage, right? Because the media was ready to fall all over itself. The trouble is, everybody's ready, or too many people, not everybody, too many people are ready to fall all over themselves for fiction. That's a problem.
Hey, so when we talk about the media being ready to fall all over Balloon Boy, the media is at this point poised to fall all over themselves on a regular basis, right? They just love themselves.
Well, they do, feasting on themselves. And of course, you know, when Marshall McLuhan, great thinker, said the medium is the message, he was talking then about television. He was saying, you know, because it's pixelated, et cetera, your mind has to assemble the message. It's in tiny little dots of color. It draws you into it. The medium inhales you. If he had ever seen the internet, he would have said, whoa, this is a whole, right, exponential advance of that theory, because you're putting your story into it, you're entering your data into it. They're getting your fingerprint as a person, essentially, in terms of what you like and don't like. Now, when that happens, it threatens to inhale you and homogenize the population and make them all part of a machine. And McLuhan said, when you're threatened with becoming part of a machine, what happens is that people reassert, in the worst ways, their tribal identities. He predicted it. He said, people get into trying to be real by being violent and getting very, very raw to say, I'm alive. I'm not in that machine. I'm alive. And one way I know I'm alive is I hate you. That's what's happening a little bit. It sounds like he would have been front and center now instead of Keith Ablow saying these kinds of things. I'm just echoing it.
Well, we're happy to have Keith Ablow front and center with us.
Thanks,
talking
pal.
About it. So that is, it's a huge part of this. It is this hatred that seems to be rooted, as you said, in extreme tribalism, I think was the word you just used and McLuhan used. So is there a solution for that, or are we just going to circle the drain even further until we all wind up on the other side?
Well, I think the solution is to figure out what do we have in common and speak to it, right? There are some things we have in common that we could start speaking to. Number one, we all happen to be mortal. So we're already in a bit of a storm. Like every single one of us, I don't want to get morose, but maybe it's helpful. We're going to say goodbye to everybody we love or ever loved. In other words, the things that bind us together are so much more substantial than color, race, socioeconomic status even. The things that bind us together are the fact that, well, as I try to put forward in the new book, the Trump Your Life book, we have ideas and ideals. We have opinions. That's a wonderful thing. Even if they're different, it's a wonderful thing. We got to, though, respect the fact that we're individuals, not part of some wild mass of people. Carl Jung, the great psychologist, said a million zeros together still don't equal one.
Yeah.
One is what Donald Trump represents. That's why people on the other side hate him, because he's the iconic individual. Right? Efforting what he cares about, saying what he thinks, not backing down just because you say back down. But I think in order to reunite the country, we've got to remember, hey, we're all human. First and foremost, if we started wearing little pins that had us at 3 and 4 years old instead of, I'm 58, I don't look like I did, it'd be a lot harder to hate each other.
Right.
Right? Because we're born good and decent and things happen. Yeah. Empathy is the way out. That's the truth. Empathy.
Well, it's funny. You talk about how we're all mortal, and I'm going to throw a name out there that you and I, as North Shore guys know and talk radio guys know. I just learned about 2 hours ago that an old cohort, Jay Severin, had passed away.
No, that's sad. You know what's so strange? Waiting for you to do this interview, I thought of Jay Severin.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, I wonder what Jay's doing. So, he was a guy who said what he thought, paid a price
and then
for
some.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
And then some. But such an intelligent human being.
Yeah.
Also wore some fine clothes.
He did.
Always cut a fine figure.
And in all candor, Jay, much like some of the media, Jay was a very big fan of Jay. But that's something that many of us on this side of the microphone have to deal with. But, the older we get, Keith, we hear, oh, well, somebody passed away. Well, when you're 5 years old, it doesn't mean anything. When you're 20, you think, well, they're really old. My God, they were 35. And then you get to our age and you go, 69. Oh my God, that's not old. That's it's like right around the corner. And if we did have that as a grounding, as this connection point, maybe we would be better off. We all realize we're just kind of passing through here.
We're passing through, and we have the opportunity for some really spectacular moments, right? So I don't think people understand how powerful they are potentially in each other's lives. I've had clients of mine, because I now do this pain to power life coaching, right? I've had clients tell me that one thing that one person told them 20 years before changed the course of their existence. Very often it's like, look, I know they're saying bad things, but here's the thing, you're not a bad kid. Okay, like something like that, that they'll come into my office and break down in tears and say, why did I always remember that? Mm-hmm. Now, that woman, that teacher in this case, she's not going to know that she changed the course of a life, but we all of us have that opportunity to do that. Instead of breaking windows and, look, I get this rage everywhere, instead of taking to the streets, how about if we took the opportunity to say, I want to tell you about my pain? It would be so much more effective, by the way, so much more effective than riots would be a website that gets promoted with people talking from the heart about things they've suffered from being disadvantaged or things they've suffered from being thought less of because of color. And you know what? It's strange, but the truth, it's searing. It cuts through everything. I've got a picture in my office of a Buddhist monk during the Vietnam years who, you probably know it, but he lighted himself a fire, one guy, to protest the treatment of the Buddhists in Vietnam. Photo found its way to John Kennedy's desk. He sent troops in to protect them. Now, right, so there's a diametrically different kind of feeling about someone that courageous and someone who's grabbing a bunch of fancy watches from a store window to express their rage. It doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up. Hey, Keith, I want folks, look, you've got a lifetime of books. I mean, I just go down the list sometimes, and they're all great reads. I know the latest one, obviously, we spoke about a couple of weeks back. Remind everybody about what is in that book. They see the title Trump, and, you know, some people go, oh, yep, I got to look at it, and other people go, oh, no, it's got the word Trump, forget about it. I'm going to step away from it before I turn to stone. Give everybody a little insight into that, would you?
So 25, Trump Your Life has 25 life lessons, their characteristics and ways of being the president that make him strong. You may not like the president. Somebody may not like him. That doesn't mean that these qualities aren't ones that you'd want to assimilate, although you'd be less likely to if you don't like the president. Of course, you'd be less likely to look at the book. But I think the president is presiding over the world's most powerful and most pervasive self-help seminar ever. This makes Tony Robbins look like, you know, amateur hour, and he's good. But this is millions and millions, untold millions of people around the world who are watching someone who is exemplifying this notion that you are a happy warrior if you decide, I'm not giving up. I understand I'm going to take a lot of hits, but I really value these ideas, and I'm going to continue to persist and say what I think. And I'm mortal, too. He knows it, too. And I've got not infinity on my time clock. I have things to do. Yeah. I'll be hurting, no doubt, but I'm going forward.
Yeah. Well, I love it. The best way for folks to get it, is it just Amazon, the best way?
Sure. Go to Amazon.com, Trump Your Life, or you can go to TrumpYourLifeNow.com. And you'll even get to see a little video from Roger Stone there, who wrote the foreword.
Is that right? All right. Well, we've got some news about Roger Stone and the president perhaps issuing a commutation of his sentence in the not-too-distant future. So that's an interesting thing. And, look, we may have been rivals as a Swampscott guy. I say to you, as a Marblehead guy, you know,
big blue.
What are you going to do? But
yeah,
I love
right.
having you here. I really do, Keith.
It's a pleasure, Jeff. Same
and I'm
here.
Hoping,
love being
yeah,
here.
We'll get the chance to do it again in a couple of weeks, if that's all right with you.
Sounds good, and if you're home for the Thanksgiving football game, if there is such a thing, then Marblehead versus Swampscott, I'll see you at the 50-yard line.
Go Big Blue. All right, I'll talk to you later. That is
Take
Dr.
care,
Keith.
Man.
Thank you, man. That is Dr. Keith Abloh. He's a great dude. He really is. And I mean, a brilliant guy, too, far smarter than I am. You know, that's the thing, and I say this on a fairly regular basis, when you get yourself one of these little shows, and eventually everybody will, I mean, obviously, you get to talk to really smart people, really cool people, and by extension, it kind of makes you look smarter and cooler. And Dr. Keith Abloh was just one of those guys, a brilliant, brilliant guy. and love having him here. So we'll talk with him again, I don't know, a couple of weeks. We'll make up a reason if we have to. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.